Imagine, if you will, beautiful, pristine, white beaches on the shores of a crystal blue lake during the summer. Hundreds, no, thousands of beachgoers have come to the lakeshore on this hot summer's day to relax, soak up a little sun, and play in the cool, refreshing, nearly transparent water. Now ask yourself, could this pretty little scene happen on the shores of Utah Lake? My guess is most would say absolutely not. Utah Lake has a well-known reputation for being a murky, polluted mudhole. This is a problem. The Utah Lake Commission exists to manage the lake, enhance its value as a resource, and change the lake's murky reputation, as well as its water. It collaborates with multiple state agencies to sustainably develop Utah Lake into its full potential, both as a recreation area and as a natural resource. The first of the problems facing Utah Lake is the water quality. The murkiness is due to the carp population of the lake that eats all the aquatic vegetation. Utah Lake Commission head Reed Price says the water quality is of lesser concern than other issues and may not be the chief deterrent keeping people away.
Utah Lake does not have bad water quality when you look at it chemically. It's a clarity issue primarily.
The second major problem facing development of Utah Lake is its stark absence of shoreline. Accessible beaches on the lake are extremely rare. Utah County weed specialist Aaron Eager says it wasn't always that way.
If you look at the aerial photos from 1950, there's open beach all the way around most sections of Utah Lake.
So what happened to shut off Utah Lake's beaches? It's simple, really. Phragmites, an invasive noxious reed, grew in and eliminated the beaches.
And then you watch it from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and you just see the Phragmites just grow and grow and take over, and to the point where we don't have any open beaches right now. There's nowhere you can get to the lake, really, without going to a boat dock or going to an access point.
But a plan to reopen the shoreline has been put in place. It involves fire, poison, and an earth-grinding mini-tank. The mini-tank in question is known as a land tamer. It's a multi-use vehicle, and it comes with a bunch of bells and whistles.
It's a complete amphibious, actually classified as a boat. Once you hit about 3 feet of water, the prop will drop down, the tracks will turn off, and now it propels itself like a boat. It has 4 tracks, 8 tires, and then it has an ultra-low footprint, 1.5 to 3 pounds per square inch with all of these tracks that are on it, so it's environmentally friendly when we're working on the lake bed.
The land tamer operates 12 months of the year to smash and grind the Phragmites down. The tamer then distributes 100 gallons of pesticides through an array of spray nozzles affixed to the vehicle's frame.
This will spray roughly a 24-foot swath at 4 miles an hour, and then we stay right up along the banks. And, you know, prior to doing this, we map it. We use GIS mapping and all of the aerial photos, and we know our tracks that we're going to do, and then we push it out.
If the conditions are right, this process will result not only in elimination of the weed, but also its disintegration. The winter doesn't stop the land tamer either. When the lake freezes over, the tank just drives on top of the ice. If it falls through, well, that's where being an amphibious vehicle comes in handy.
We break through the ice quite often. You break through the ice, but you're still floating. Then you raise up the prop, you turn on the tracks, and you climb back up on the ice, and then you just keep smashing it down.
Nowhere else is the effectiveness of this vehicle more apparent than a stretch of shoreline on Utah Lake's east side. Once infested with Phragmites, roughly 300 yards of white sand graces the Utah Lake shoreline, providing beachgoers like Sarah Woodhouse of Provo a place they've not had to visit in decades.
I haven't come down to Utah Lake habitually for years, but I love the water, so I'll probably come more often now that I know about this place. I'll probably come.
As of now, the plan is to have the lakeshore completely restored within a decade. If what's been done already can be replicated lake-wide, we can all hope it will be a lot sooner than that. Reporting from Utah Valley, Landon Hemsley, Utah Public Radio News.